A man who meant laughter to millions of American radio and television fans is the subject of the on-screen's large and small report of KPCC's Cleve Herman.
Joan Benny couldn't have conceived a better title than Sunday Nights at 7 for her stories about her dad. Wisely, she tells it with the help of his own words she found in a short, previously unpublished autobiography. Joan, of course, couldn't appreciate fully her relationship with a comedic genius when he was at the height of his popularity.
I had so many friends whose parents were celebrities that I guess it seemed kind of ordinary. The cast members, they were really business friends, and when I was probably 9 or 10 years old, it was about when I was allowed to go to the studio. Before that, I wasn't allowed in the studio. But from the time I was about 9 or 10, I went every Sunday.
There have been some complaints about Sunday Nights at 7.
One or two of the reviewers said, we didn't hear enough of Jack Benny. You know, after all, in the introduction, Joan says she found a 400-page manuscript. Why aren't we getting all of it? Well, Cleve, I'm not a writer. I'm not an author. This is the first time I've ever written anything in my whole life. And what I didn't realize is that manuscript was triple-spaced. And I never thought in those terms that one page of that manuscript actually was maybe a third of a page in a book. So it was a terrible mistake on my part to have said 400 pages. I wish somebody else had caught that mistake, because people were under the impression that, oh my goodness, here's a 400-page manuscript and she cut it down to nothing. Not true. The whole manuscript, with very few exceptions, is actually in the book.
Joan Benny was reminded of some sad parts of being the child of celebrity by the story of Bob Hope, off for an overseas Christmas entertainment, not noticing his son Tony until the little boy said, goodbye, Bob Hope. Joan had a similar experience with her dad.
He was coming down the corridor towards me, this very long corridor, and I spotted him, of course, a long way away, but he was deep in thought, and he walked right past me. He didn't see me. But, you know, as I said, it was like a horse with blinders. I understood that. I let him get a little ways past me, and I turned around and I said, excuse me, Mr. Benny, very much like Tony did, you know, Mr. Benny, and he turned around, of course, then he broke up.
Joan Benny laughs about George Burns saying Jack Benny was without a peer on stage, screen, or radio, but privately, he was pathetic.
My father wasn't a wit. He wasn't quick with the repartee and the fast-paced talk. He didn't have a line for, you know, as sharp-witted. He had a very gentle sense of humor. And he had, well, one of his writers said a wonderfully telling thing. He said, your father had a wonderful sense of humor.
And what's even better, he shared it with us for so many years of delight you can relive in Sunday Nights at 7. Cleve Herman on screens large and small for KPCC-FM 89.3.